Welcome back to the Reality Served Well podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Abby. Today, we are going to talk about The Bachelor. We're going to talk about the Traitors finale and reunion. We are going to talk about the challenge and Survivor. And you said you're all caught up on Survivor, right?
Yeah, I watched it.
That's exciting. I'm so excited to hear your thoughts. But let's get started today with The Bachelor. We had hometowns last week and they were pretty crazy. Some stuff happened I didn't think would happen. For sure. We had Juliana. She was in Massachusetts and she had they like made pizza, went to a flower shop, had cannolis. And Grant then met like 30 of her family members. I was shocked by this. I don't think we've ever seen somebody meet so many people before.
I was just gonna say, have we ever had that big of a group? I mean, I
And
know I've missed a lot of seasons, but.
I mean, not that I've seen too. I mean, that's the most I've ever seen. And then we had Latia, and it was like the same thing. I'm like, what? That's crazy. And then like Zoe and Dina, their hometowns were like completely opposite. They had family like not want to be there. Zoe's not on good terms with her adoptive parents. They're currently like not in her life or whatever, which was mind-blowing to me.
I know she hadn't mentioned that before, right?
Not that we've seen.
Okay, I didn't think so. I was like, did I miss that?
But we did get to meet her aunt and uncle, and like her best friends. So, and then of course, like Zoe's sister was asked questioning her and questioning Grant about how like she didn't have a one-on-one. And I love Grant's answer, how he was just kind of like, it was kind of a slower start, but I think that we really started to like gain momentum or whatever. So, and like really what he should have said is like, well, I mean, we lost two episodes, so, or she would have had one.
Yeah, right.
If filming wasn't so short. But then we had Dina, whose family like completely her and all 11 siblings, her parents and all 11 siblings chose not to participate, which is crazy. You'd think that there would be like at least like I don't know, a couple siblings or something, but
So why do you think it really was? Do you really think it's because they didn't want to be on TV? Or do you think they didn't approve of her? I mean, what do you think it really was?
So yeah, I think that they didn't want to be on TV, and I think that they didn't realize that it like ended in an engagement. And like I think she did an interview where she was like, yeah, when like production called them, like, oh, she made it to hometowns, her family was kind of like, what do you mean? Like I don't think they like understood what was going on. But I think Grant has a right to be concerned, personally.
Yeah.
Like, how can you get engaged to somebody if, like, their family not, like, didn't just not give permission, just, like, straight up was, like, not doing this? We also see, like, Grant has, like, a meetup with Joey. Nice little Joey cameo. Gotta love that. And Latia, she was the one who I thought would have like the most problems. They go horseback riding, and then she introduces him to like her mom, her dad, her brothers is who she thought was going to be there. Like turns out like whole fam is there. Grandpa's there, everybody's there. Cousins. And there might have even been more people at Latia's than there was at Juliana's, which is insane. So we find out that Latia tells her mom that the reason she hasn't told him how she feels yet is because she is concerned about overnight dates. I think if she's like this concerned and she's gonna voice it, like say it out loud to her mom or to anyone, she should also be telling Grant. Because producers heard that. So now, I mean, she's gotta go last on overnight dates, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that, I think I started saying this. I don't know if I finished my thought. I don't think I did. But, like, I thought this was going to be the one with the most issues because she's never dated someone who's Mormon before and all that, and who's not Mormon. And so, I thought that there would be, like, major issues here, but her dad is like, we accept you, all of this. She ends up telling Grant that she thinks she loves him, or she's falling in love with him. And he sends it back. And Latia is the only girl that he says falling in love to. I think he says he's like falling for Juliana, but she is the only person he says so far that he is falling in love with. So we know like Latia, definite front runner.
Yeah, no, did he? I thought he said it to Juliana, but what did he say to her? I'm falling for you.
Yeah, so Grant tells her she's falling, he is falling for her, and she tells Grant she's falling in love with him back.
Okay.
So that's why I gave Latia my MVP and Juliana an honorable mention, because Latia got that L word and nobody else did.
Yeah, she was my MVP as well. But I don't know. I don't know if I don't listen. There's a pretty big Mormon community here in San Antonio. I'm surprised. Usually convert if you marry a Mormon.
Yeah.
At least from what I've seen.
I think like they couldn't get married in like the Mormon church or whatever.
No, definitely not.
They would have to. Yeah.
And then how would her family feel if he didn't raise his kids Mormon? Their kids Mormon. I don't know. I think it's tricky.
I think it is too. And I think overnight dates in the next episode are going to be like really telling because obviously the sex thing is going to come up and she didn't she needed to talk to him about it last week. She needed to. Why they always wait until after like he's already slept with people is like I don't know. It didn't go I mean, I guess Peter kind of went back to Maddie Pruitt, but like ultimately, it didn't go well for her. It didn't go well for
I don't think,
the other person. But it never goes well, is my point.
yeah. Yeah. So you think she should give him a heads up?
Yeah, if it's that important to you, you need to say something before he goes and sleeps with somebody else because it's literally like I don't know like how you can like 100% be like, "Oh, I don't expect you to do this." And then like it's The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Or like if she like thinks like, oh, producers are gonna put me first, like she cannot do that. That's they're putting you last. After he's already had the chance to sleep with Juliana and Zoe. Which Zoe making it to Fantasy Suites, like I almost want to give her an MVP for that. Good for her.
Oh, I never saw that coming.
No, definitely not. But I gave Dina my LVP. Her family didn't show, she got eliminated. I gave Dina my LVP.
Yeah, same.
So,
I bet she'll be on Bachelor in Paradise, don't you think?
probably, I would say. I'd be surprised if not. I don't know. I guess maybe not. Maybe she's like too good for that, but.
Yeah.
Okay, so like opposite of a best dress, I just have to say, I was dead. Okay, have you ever been to a pumpkin patch, Abby?
Yeah.
I was dead that Dina's friends were wearing dresses to the pumpkin patch. Like, obviously, they were doing it for the camera, for the cameras or whatever, but I was seriously like, oh my God, like, that is not what you wear to a pumpkin patch. It's so.
That's funny.
Who is your best dress this episode?
Didn't put one down. Remind me some of their outfits. I think Juliana just, well, actually, and Latia, I think they both dress so good.
Let me find this like style thing I started following. The style spotter on Instagram has all of the looks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, okay, so we had Dina had this like black dress that it was like turtleneck but sleeveless, and then it had like a really a slit that it was floor length, and it had a slit that goes up to like her waist. It was really pretty. That's actually what I gave my best dress to. I liked that one a
What's
lot.
it called? The style what? Spotter. Oh, I see it. I got it. Okay.
Then we had Zoe. Her dress was like shorter, and I know I heard people say that they really liked this dress, and I liked this dress too, but I would say this is not like a hometown's dress. This is like a week three dress, is how I see it. I don't know. I feel like the further you get along, like you have to have more elegant looks. Juliana had this like brown dress that had spaghetti straps and like a sheer middle.
Yeah, okay, I'm watching that. I like, is that Dina? I think I like Dina's.
I like Dina's a lot too. I really liked Juliana's brown dress with the sheer stomach panel, but I say no to that because she paired it with like these cork wedges. I'm like, girl, what are you wearing with that?
Yeah, are those back?
I don't agree. The bodysuit that Juliana wore on her hometown date is Skims, so I don't know. I feel like no wonder her chest, her boobs look so great because of course Kim would make it so that that happens. What did you think about the wedding photo shoot that Zoe had Grant do for her hometown date?
I mean, to be honest, I thought it was kind of, I thought it was interesting. I don't know. I
I agree. I think
thought
that
it was kind of weird at first. Yeah.
like okay, I can see like I feel like they usually do like a group date where everybody wears different kind of wedding stuff and they didn't do that. So I'm sure that it was like producer's idea maybe because they didn't do a date like that. But I thought it was interesting like you know you're the only girl that hasn't had a one-on-one date. So why are you like, this is very forward.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, it worked for her though. I mean, she moved on, but I thought when I was watching, I was like,
Did
oh,
it
she's
work for
going.
her though? Or did Dina completely?
Well, that's true. But when I was watching, I was like, this, I was like, Zoe's gone.
Yeah, for sure. But then Dina
That's what I
ended up
really did
staying.
think.
Yeah. I agree. Okay, how about your quotes for this episode?
I think I only had one, and it was Juliana's dad. When he was meeting everyone, he's like, "You've only met or you've met 30% of the family, or something like that."
Oh, yeah. And there's like a million of them.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
What about you?
So Zoe, she says he's been great this far, obviously not perfect. And then Zoe's sister goes, who is though? And Zoe goes, I'm close, but still. And then Grant, when he's talking about Zoe, our connection started a little too late. It wasn't too, or a little late. It wasn't too late. It was right on time. I liked that.
Yeah, I like the conversation he had with his sister, or I mean, with her sister.
And then also when, okay, so another one, Latia, when Grant's talking to like her niece and he asks if she watches The Bachelor or whatever, and she's saying, she says she can't watch it because they kiss. I thought that was cute. And then Latia, when she is talking about how she hasn't told Grant how she feels, she says, "I have just been scared to say it because I'm just a little scaredy cat." And those were all my quotes. I feel like you don't get as many like funny, good quotes when, this late on, because everybody's like
Yeah.
so serious and scared they're gonna get eliminated.
Super
And we don't see
serious.
as much like very much at all like girl interaction. The only time we really saw it was the four girls got together briefly. At least it looked brief. And that's when Dina starts to get really nervous because all the other girls' dates seem to have gone well.
And she was right.
And she was right. But I thought these were good hometown dates for the most part. But I mean, I guess I thought that Juliana and Latia had good hometown
They
dates.
had good ones, yeah.
It's funny because you just know at this point, based on, how everything's going, that those two are definitely the two. And especially, he like can't decide. Those are obviously the two he can't. It's not Zoe, he can't decide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's falling for Juliana and he is falling in love with Latia. So I'm excited to see what happens next. Okay, so any final thoughts on Bachelor before we move on?
Nope. What's next week? Women Tell All or Fantasy Suites?
Women Tell All, and then
Okay.
Fantasy Suites will be, I guess, in 2 episodes. Thank you for
Okay.
saying that. I definitely misspoke earlier. I wish Women Tell All was next week instead of this week, just because I want to watch the iHeart Awards because Taylor Swift is getting a huge thing, and I also really want to watch Fantasy Suites. What a dilemma.
TiVo. Oh, you can't, can you? Can you TiVo?
Oh yeah, I will. I can DVR,
Yeah,
so I
TiVo.
will. But yeah, Taylor Swift is getting honored for her Eras Tour, and like People Magazine came out with a thing today saying that there's gonna be some kind of footage from her first show that she did on the Eras Tour, which is cool because it will be like exactly, I think, I'm pretty sure it's like 2 years to the date of when the Eras Tour started, so that's cool. Happy for her, always happy for Taylor.
Very cool. I need a DVR that
For
for
Kyler.
Kyler.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she's up for like 10 awards in addition to being honored for the Eras Tour. And Travis Kelce is up for 2 awards. So exciting stuff.
Oh yeah, I need a DVR all that so she can just watch it.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, honestly, I'll probably watch that next week and then watch the Fantasy Suites later. That's why I wish that it was a Women Tell All, because it wouldn't even be a
Yeah, dilemma.
yeah. Be like, okay, putting this on hold.
They were opposite. I love the Woman Tell All.
Oh, really? I used to really like reunions and tell alls and stuff, but I just feel like it's like so performative and fake at this point. Like it's just their Bachelor in Paradise like audition. It just makes me mad.
Speaking of reunions, I didn't realize the Traitors reunion dropped at the same time as the show. And me and my aunt were texting today about Survivor. And she's like, "Did you like the Traitors reunion?" I was like, "I didn't think it was coming out till Thursday, so I haven't watched it yet."
Oh,
So I'm
well,
excited to watch that. I'm going to watch that on my run tonight.
okay, well, since we're talking about traitors, let's just dive right into the finale then, and I will touch a little bit on the
Yeah, you're not going to spoil it. I mean, talk about whatever you want, but I'm just excited to
Yeah,
watch it because I didn't
for
realize. I didn't think it was going to come out till the
a
week
week.
after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I just found that out. I'm like, oh, yes, it'll make my run go by fast tonight because I've
For
been
sure.
waiting for that.
One thing that, okay, so I know that I'm like not in the best shape, but one thing that I've like really learned with this recovery, I think it would be difficult no matter what, but I'm wondering if it's like harder because I'm like not in great shape. And so it's motivating. And right now I can't be too active until like the month or whatever. And so, of like, since my surgery. So I'm really excited and I hope that when the month comes, I'm still feeling this motivated because I really want to get back in the gym for sure. And more
Oh,
than just like.
I know a great cost-effective personal trainer that can help hold you accountable.
Yeah.
That's my little, what are they called? My plug. Just kidding.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we can talk about it for sure, but I have a gym membership and I always hit the gym every time I'm sick. I go to the sauna for like multiple days in a row and I'm like kind of on and off with yoga class, but I want to like get consistent with that and
You need to do some strength training, girl, for real. Even
Yeah.
without, I mean, I'm just saying, just in general.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
Especially you're at the prime age that you need to just, instead of waiting 10 years from now, just start getting into it now.
Yeah. So that's
To reap the benefits even sooner.
something that I still have. I have 2 weeks from today is my 1 month appointment, but after that, I should be good to do everything besides swim. You can't swim for 6 weeks.
Well, I
Which,
don't think that's a problem right now in Nebraska, is
well,
it?
my
Oh,
gym does have a pool, so I could.
it has it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I could, but. Okay, moving on to the Traitors finale. What did you think? We had round table, we had Danielle that got voted off. Honestly, her getting voted off made me banished, I guess I should say, made me like her more. Because I think my problem was that okay, so she's like so dramatic, overly dramatic, cries all the time, and I didn't like it. Reminded me of Nicole Franzel and when she cried
Oh.
when she voted out Ian. And I did not like that.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's like Danielle. I mean, I think it might just be Big Brother vibes that I don't like that kind of gameplay. So
Okay, listen, I loved it. I love the finale, and I know it was people, I swear to God, if I'm on Twitter, people would call it boring. I bet I would see that and say, you know, it wasn't chaotic.
that's
And
why Michelle needs to be here so she can tell us both why we should hate it, because I love
I
it too.
well, I think, listen, here's the thing for me. I have been so consumed with so much like negativity in the real world because of just the political climate personally. And I don't know, it was just four good people at the end. Like if I didn't like one of them or one of them had been a shitty or something, I would have been like, yeah, let's try it. But I don't know. It was kind of feel good for me. And
I don't think, okay, Ivor,
feel good vibes.
I could have
So
done without Ivor making it to the final.
I said that to my mom because I watched it with her. And I was like, if he hadn't been there, I would have been okay with it. But I also wasn't like horribly mad at it.
And honestly, like, okay, I'm glad that Dolores was like a housewife finally. I don't watch Housewives, but I do think it's good that a housewife finally won. But I feel like she was not very good at this game. And so I would have been okay with her not winning too. It was really my MVPs were Gabby and Dylan. I really think that they tried really hard the whole time and were good the whole time, had valid points the whole time. And I'm so happy for Gabby and Dylan. And especially, okay, so Michelle last week on the podcast said, like, there's no way you're gonna get your, like, there's no way Gabby and Dylan are both gonna win. Like, there's no way. And then they came out with like the reunion looks before the finale, and Danielle is in like this like green dress that looks money to me, and so I thought, I was like, oh my gosh, she's right, Danielle wins. And so it made me like even more happy that I got what I wanted. And Kathy and Dylan won.
Well, did she say that there's no way they're gonna win, or
Yeah. Like
I
that
thought
both
she
of them.
said there's no way they're gonna win if they don't get out both Brittany and
No, she said that they're not
Danielle.
going to win because one of them would be like a man, like murdered, or I think she said murdered, but murdered or banished.
Oh, she probably didn't realize there wasn't going to be another murder.
Murder. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was
Yeah,
really
that makes
happy about
sense.
that. Very happy about
Yeah,
that.
because she's right. Because if there was another murder, Brittany would have
Had to
cut
kill
one of
one of
them.
them.
But you know what? I thought way back when they let Tom Sand when they murdered Tom Sandoval, I was like, oh, that wasn't a good choice. You should have done Gabby.
I
You
didn't
know?
realize that Carolyn was keeping Tom Sandoval alive this whole time.
What it was what does that come out at the reunion?
Somebody
Why do
said
you think
it
that?
at breakfast, and then I think she said it in like I saw a clip of it. I don't know what podcast. Like she said it in like an interview that she really liked Tom. She's not proud of things she's done in her past. She doesn't think that people should be judged on like who they were then. She thinks people should be judged on who they are now. And she always gave Tom a chance. And it seemed like, yeah, she was keeping Tom alive.
Okay, so she was like, that was a person she was protecting. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Who is your LVP?
I didn't know whether to go with Brittany or Danielle, because I guess Danielle, because honestly, I'm not going to do Brittany because she was smart with being honest about what Gabby was. It was just a lost cause and she had a good thing against. So I'm going to go with Danielle. I know she wasn't really in the episode much though. Still, I'm still going to go with her. She still got banished or yeah, banished. So yeah, I'm going with her.
I think that that's a good one. I did give it to Brittany. I totally agree with you though about the seer. But I don't know. I feel like when she banished Danielle, she banished her only shield. I think people knew, obviously, that Danielle
Oh.
was a traitor. And I think the only way she was making it to that final circle.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, because when Brittany was in there doing her commentary, she's like, it would have just been the next night and so forth. But that
But
makes
there's
good
only
sense.
one
Well,
more
yeah,
time.
she would have been a shield for you again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was stupid. I'm changing it. Brittany is mine.
But I agree with you about the seer. I think that it was really at that point with what she had to work with, I think that was the best move, was to tell everybody about that she's a faithful.
Oh, you know what you said about Dolores and all that stuff?
I have a stat, but well, I'm gonna have to wait until we get to the reunion. But she's
Okay.
not good.
But I do like that she said at the end, or when she was voting at the last one, she's like, I have voted this whole time with my head. Now I'm gonna, or with my heart. Now I need to vote with my head. And honestly, she had fucked up so much on voting. I was like, I'm not sure what that fucking means. But she voted right finally when she voted Brittany out.
Yeah, finally. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't think you said who was your MVP.
I'm gonna go with Dylan because he really. I mean, and obviously Gabby would be second, but
I don't know. I just feel like Gabby is the moment, but that's just me. Maybe I'm a little biased. I really like Gabby. I don't know if you have seen her, like, there's like one on a podcast clip of her going around on her podcast where she's just like ripping Elon Musk. Just everything about Gabby, I love, 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 love.
man, I hope she gets cast for any reality show out there
I
because
know.
she is amazing TV. And I mean, I thought she was cute and funny on The Bachelor, but I mean, not like, I mean,
I think that we really, really got a disservice by
The
having
Joint,
two
too.
bachelorettes. Yeah.
I mean, because Gabby's a star. She needs to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So.
100%.
And remember, I always, you probably don't remember, it was seasons ago, but remember, I always liked Gabby more than Rachel. And like, Rachel's not
Yeah.
doing it for me. But do you
All
remember?
yeah. Yeah. I know. And unfortunately, we won't get to see Gabby on any other Bachelor shows because she is now married.
Oh, she got married. She actually, they did.
Oh my gosh, I keep forgetting you're off social media. Yeah, she got married.
Oh, how cute. That was so sweet when she's like, I want to marry or maybe get married. And Alan was like, whatever, like, really? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, me and my mom were like, oh, that's so cute.
So that's like one thing that I was so disappointed about is because, okay, so Gabby says it obviously in the finale. They show that again in the reunion, and then he like asks her about winning, and it doesn't, I don't know if they just like cut it or what, but it's not shown her like talking about how she got married, which she got married in January. And it came out after the reunion filmed. And so I thought for sure the reason why People Magazine like came out with this article or whatever is
Oh, yeah.
because it was at the reunion. But they didn't show it and made me I was so disappointed.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely you should Google or not Google, but like search like Instagram. It's on Gabby's Instagram.
Okay.
What quotes did you have for the finale?
Oh, my God, Christina, I had so many.
Go for it.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I guess I don't have as many as I thought. Oh, because I didn't, I know why I didn't. Anyways, Dolores saying when she was voting out, having to vote out Brittany, like, I won't say emotional. I'm not emotional. That's for pussies.
Yes.
And if you knew Dolores, she's one of my favorite housewives ever. She's awesome.
I had that quote too. Sometimes in this game, I had to write down my friend's name. It just killed me. It's just I won't say emotional. I'm not emotional. That's just for pussies.
Yeah. And then when Gabby met with Brittany, she goes, I feel like I'm on The Bachelor again. And then
I feel
when
like I'm back on The Bachelor. We should make out. Or should
we
we
should
make
make up,
out?
should we? And then when they were having to do the helicopter thing, because I felt this to my core, Brittany's like, I do not taking like taking careless risks with my life. My children need a mother.
Yes.
And then Dolores was like, if I was supposed to be flying, I'd have wings. I'm not about this shit.
Oh my gosh, we have like all the same ones. This is great.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have Brittany, Gabby, and Dylan are like Barbie and Ken right now. And I
Didn't have
really
that.
need Barbie to like me better than Ken.
That was a good one.
And then the last one I had was Brittany, which talking about talking to Dylan at the round table, don't come for me unless I send for you.
Yes.
And then honestly, at the fire pit, when Alan was asking them like why they all ended the game, every single one of them said something really cool that I thought was, I didn't write all those down, but I was thinking maybe you or Michelle would, but they were sweet, sweet reasons. Okay, what did you have anything
Okay,
different?
so I had a couple. Brittany, when she and Gabby are sitting down when she's like the seer or whatever, Brittany says, let's do a cheers. And then Gabby says, okay, this isn't going to kill me, right?
That was a good one.
And then Dolores, I can't remember who she said it to. Dylan, maybe. She said, if you're a traitor, I'm going to kill you. And then let's see. Which ones didn't you already say? Okay, and then Gabby, she says, doing the hard thing and doing the right thing are often the same, but you'll get an even greater reward.
Love that. Love that when she said that.
Yes. So those were mine that you didn't mention, but I also had like the Bachelor, should we make out? I won't say I'm emotional. I do not like taking careless risks with my life. Like, that's just not something that I enjoy. From Brittany, my children need a mother. And the if I was supposed to be flying, I'd have wings from D D
Oh
Dolores.
my God, that's funny. We had like the exact same.
But yeah, so I don't know. Those were the ones that I had this episode. Moving on, I guess, to the reunion. It starts off with our four winners talking. And one thing Andy points out is that Dolores, yes, she's the first housewife winner, but she voted incorrectly at banishment 8 out of 10 times.
I feel like some of those were just burn votes, though. Were they not? Just because she
Yeah, like
couldn't.
three Tom votes, but like this is the traitors. You don't burn
Yeah.
vote on traitors.
Yeah. I know she was taking the easy way out, multiple times.
For sure. Then they had the four original traitors come out. Carolyn wanted to be a traitor so bad she slept in her cloak before filming to manifest it. She feels like she did manifest it. Then we had like Carolyn versus Danielle. Dolores says Carolyn is number 7 in the world on Cameo. It's an
Holy
interesting.
shit.
Yeah. Then we have Rob versus Bob. Danielle talks about swearing on her grandkids, says she would do it again, doesn't mean anything to her. Brittany versus Danielle. Danielle on telling Brittany that she was a traitor before she like recruited her, that rumor that was
Did
going
she?
around. She said that no, like
Okay.
didn't admit to it. And there was like a whole Tom segment. Andy's giving him a hard time, like, Tom, this is the happiest I've ever seen you at a reunion or something. I don't know. Then there was like a Bambi segment, Wes, Rob, and Derek segment, Wes's thoughts on the winners. They talk about Bob shading Zac Efron, and Andy asks if his brother saw that, and Dylan's like, yeah, he saw it, and he told me to ask Bob if he's seen Baywatch. He thinks he'll love it. Then they talk about Misguided, and Bob says he'll help him dress up in drag or whatever, and Tom's like, Dylan, it's not as easy as it looks, and Dylan's like, you've done it before. He's like, oh yeah, it's fun.
I mean, they did it on, he did
I
it
know,
on
yeah, on
Vanderpump.
Vanderpump.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And then they did the Gone Too Soon players and like interviewed. There was like a little Wells segment. Dorinda speaks on being the first
Oh, well.
starter. I know.
I forgot he was even on.
Then they talk about all the traitors and their acting, and they give out an award, Best Performance, to Danielle. And so I actually gave my MVP to Danielle. She got the award, and I think that she was just in a lot of the different like segments that they had, at least the ones that they aired. So I gave it to Danielle, and I gave my LVP to, I'm not, I'm sorry if I said this wrong, but Ion.
I
She is
don't watch her
very,
Housewives season.
she is just very cocky, very full of herself. thinks that she is the best, thinks that she got voted out because she's the funniest. And I just, I don't know, gave her my LVP. She was a little much. So my quotes for this episode, Andy, he says, "How did your time in Bachelor Nation help you prepare for this experience?" And Gabby says, "Oh, you sniff out the bullshit real fast, dating 26 men, boys, now I'm gay." Then Gabby, she says, if you think I wasn't thinking about anything besides the dollar sign emoji," and then she like does the little like tongue sticking out. She's like, "You're dead wrong." And then Andy, "I've never seen Tom so happy at a reunion." And then Wes says, "I'm a bitter ass bitch, which is why I've stayed on television for so many years."
Least he's honest.
And then Bob, I think he was talking to Dorinda. I'm not positive. He says, "I didn't dislike you. I just murdered you." Thought that was funny. So those were my quotes from the reunion. But have fun watching it. I hope I didn't spoil too much.
Oh no, you're good.
Okay, so any final thoughts on this season of the Traitors?
No, but my aunt says she started watching the new UK one and she's like, it's already so good. So I think I'm gonna start watching the UK ones.
Okay. Well, I like the UK reality TV, but I haven't ever watched Traitors. Maybe I should. Do they have like famous people? Or
Oh,
is
I
it
don't
like
know.
normies?
I have no idea.
Interesting. Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna talk about
Oh, can I? Yes, I have one more point. You know, something else I liked? I did kind of like it that no gamers won. That
Okay.
was the first time that's happened. I know it's only been 3 seasons, but yeah, no gamers were at the end. They ate themselves. They put
Yeah.
themselves out. But yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
I kind of liked it.
that's a good point. I like that point. Well, speaking of gamers, I'm going to talk about the next episode of the challenge real quick.
Yeah, that's all you.
Okay. So on this episode of the challenge, we have Frank and Veronica talking about getting out the strong teams because they're kind of the weaker teams left. Then we have this segment of Amber and Ashley K talking about like their friendship, how they've become like best friends. Then we have like Shane and Dave Vaughn talking about how they are in the middle because Shane's alliances and the people he's connected with are like Veronica, Adam and Steve, like one side of the house, and Dave Vaughn has like Fessy, Nani, like the complete opposite side of the house. So they're like kind of in the middle, not getting voted in because of where they're at. And talking about how like this isn't gonna last forever, but let's ride it while we can, basically. Then they have this the daily challenge. It's called Playing Dirty. And I really liked this daily. So basically, they had to slide down this like tilted platform thing that was covered in mud to reveal these symbols. And then they had to match the symbols with a letter and decode a word. And there was like a swimming element to it. Like after they slid off this platform into the water, they could do that as many times as they thought necessary and then go over and decode these words. And there were three different heats. In heat one, we had Frank and Sam, Melissa and Nicole and Corey and Big T. And Frank and Sam won heat one. We had in heat two, Donnie and Turbo, Katie, Veronica, and Amber and Fessy. Donnie and Turbo won heat two. And then we had Shane and Davon, Adam and Steve, and Dario and Ashley. And Adam and Steve won heat three. However, if you didn't have a star, and if you did the best out of the non-star holders, then you were eligible to get a star. So even though Shane and Devon didn't win their heat, they were eligible for to get a star. But if they would have done better than, I guess Nani and Turbo already have a star, so it would have been Frank and Sam. But Frank and Sam win the whole thing. They or no, but okay, so but they didn't. Frank and Sam did the best out of the non-star people and they earn their star. So Frank and Sam now have a star and are able to compete in the final. But they didn't win the whole thing. Adam and Steve won the whole thing.
Jeez, have they lost any?
Well, like last place, you mean? I'm not
Yeah,
sure.
do they
Last
just
place,
keep
like,
winning?
well, no. Frank and Sam are like not good.
No. Adam and Steve.
Oh, this is the first daily that they've won because they've been
Oh,
in
okay.
elimination every other time, but they have
So
won.
they just keep winning eliminations. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they won four eliminations.
Okay.
So this is their first daily challenge win. So since they won, they are not eligible for elimination. So this will be the first time they don't go into elimination. And pretty much everybody is talking about voting in Katie and Veronica, which wakes up Veronica. And like, I don't know, maybe I had a quote about it, but somebody says like, this is the first time like Veronica sleeps all day. She's up early. She's talking to people this week and whatever. So Veronica and Katie decide to cause chaos. They like get into Amber's ear. They get into Melissa's ear. They say that like people are saying their names. And so basically, to save themselves, everybody is trying to figure out a different name to go in for the house vote. And so it ends up being Ashley and Dario. And by the time it gets to Ashley and Dario, so many people have voted for them. It's like obvious they're going in that they even vote for themselves. And the only other people to get voted for is Nicole and Melissa. And the reason Nicole and Melissa get voted for is because they're told that somebody said that they said somebody's name. I'm trying to think of who it was. I can't think of who it was, but and then they're like, well, that's not true. Who's starting this, whatever? And they're just saying like, oh, well, they're saying, you know? And
Yeah.
TJ is like, who's they? And like just like straight out like wants Devon and Shane to get messy and is like asking specifically Shane and Devon who they is. And Devon's just like, I don't know, like the unicorns, like they're like not saying who it is, but they is definitely Veronica
Veronica.
and Katie. However, Melissa, so they Veronica and Katie are the ones who set into motion it not being them and it being somebody else. But Melissa is the one who pretty much gets it to be Ashley and Dario. So Melissa has a quote. She says, I am not going in, and I managed to literally change the whole house's mind. Oh my God, am I they? Have I discovered myself as being they? I'm they today. It's so funny. I love Melissa. And then there's like Frank on Twitter is like, I don't know, talking shit, like people thinking they're running this game and they're not, blah blah blah. So
He's listening.
Frank shade. There's also been a lot of like recent Frank versus Shane shade towards each other on Twitter, or I guess on Instagram because Shane doesn't do Twitter, but I see the screenshots on Twitter.
Oh, so they're still not okay.
Yeah, no. And I guess this next episode In the promos, it looks like they have a big fight. So excited for the Shane fight, the Shane drama. We've been missing it. So Dario and Ashley are voted in by the house, and Adam and Steve vote in Big T and Corey. And Corey at this point is like very much okay with going in because he needs a starter in the final, and he doesn't care who he goes against. Like he just and he thinks that, and he's right, that the more time that goes on, the bigger the competition will be. So he's cool with it. But it's the elimination's called Stack Attack. And so basically they're on these like two giant unbalanced top things. I don't know, it kind of looked like a dreidel to me, but like not. And they had to balance and reach for and grab seven stars and stack them on top of each other. And the first person to balance the seven stars unassisted for 5 seconds wins. If the star hits the ground, then they receive a 10-second penalty. And they can't like go again until the 10 seconds is up. So it was really close actually at the end. But Big T and Corey's stack toppled over right before Dario and Ashley ended up winning. Yeah. But I thought that it was like such a good performance by Big T and Corey because since the things that they were standing on were so unbalanced, Corey is there's just a bigger weight discrepancy between Corey and Big T and Dario and Ashley. And Ashley's a small girl too, but like her and Dario are like, you know, like Ashley's just like a couple inches shorter than Dario. So I think it would be easier for them to balance than like Corey, who's like, I don't know, 6'2", 6'3", 200 something pounds, and Big T, who's like 5 foot, 110, 120, somewhere, you know. So I was really proud of them for doing as well as they did in an elimination that was not in their favor.
Right.
Just like a little throw it in there. Frank was wearing Ashley K's jersey to kind of root for her. And it was mentioned that this is a throwback, something that they used to do that they don't really
Oh.
do anymore.
I remember people wearing other people's jerseys at
Yeah.
eliminations. That's cool.
At the very end, when they go back to the house, when they're like packing, Corey tells Amber he thinks that Katie and Veronica are they. And that she needs to chill out because Amber is very, 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 very trusting of Veronica. And she shouldn't be. This is the second time that she's believed Veronica about something when she shouldn't. I actually gave her an LVP honorable mention because of it, because she keeps believing Veronica. And Veronica is not in her corner like she thinks she is at all. But then after that, they talk about Dario and Ashley talk about their breakup. And I did listen to Frank's live with Ashley, and Katie. And Ashley talks more about the breakup. And it's not like exactly how it was portrayed, but based on the TV edit, I gave my LVP to Dario for moving out on Ashley without telling her. Because that's the way they made it seem. But really, according to Ashley, they moved to Vegas together. She wanted to be like a pool girl. Dario didn't really want her to be. He ends up being like a pool boy, and like, I don't know, hanging out with all of his pool friends all the time.
Wait, so that's why they broke up?
So he was just out all the time, and she like leaving her at home, And he went to New York to hang out with a couple of girls, and she left a note saying moved back to LA. So basically she moved out on him. It was kind of the other way around, but they broke up because of the way Dario was treating her.
What does it seem like they're like sparks are flying with them?
In the live, Ashley says she would not be opposed to rekindling with Dario. I
Whoa.
don't know if we see them hook up. I don't know. I don't know what happens, but yeah, she thinks that they are in different places in their life now than they were then. The edit makes it look like Ashley wanted like marriage and kids, and Dario wasn't ready for that, so he left. Without telling her is what it sounds like. That's what the edit shows. So I gave Dario my LVP for, because we finally found out about the breakup and he kind of looks like an asshole, so gave it to Dario. My MVPs were Veronica, Katie, and Melissa because they all politically completely changed. Like if Veronica hadn't, I think it was Amber that she told was going to vote in Melissa, and Nicole, and then Katie's telling Melissa like we don't want to see you guys gone. But it is Melissa that ends up getting Dario and Ashley into elimination, which they're a strong team. They have a star. So it's not a bad move. It's like the first big move really that we've seen. So I gave MVPs to all three of them for their political games.
Yeah, Veronica's still got it.
Politically, for sure.
Politically, yeah.
I think she would do fantastic on Traitors. So my quotes, Corey. We both have big asses, and this is like a booty challenge, getting all the stuff off. Frank, Sam is clocked in. She can't get done what ne she can get done what needs to get done, and if people are surprised by that, they've never been around her because she's got game. Bessie, I loved this quote. The dynamic between Amber and I has been absolutely flawless every challenge. Kind of makes me regret switching partners with her right before the final of on Double Agents. She is a
Finally,
badass partner. So,
after how many seasons now?
and like she had to win, and yeah, I'm so happy he gave her props. So, Big T whispers here, whispers there, whispers everywhere, rumors everywhere. This is a disaster. And then I had the Melissa one, and those are all the quotes I had. But I'm loving this season. I think it's really good. I'm surprised you're not watching it just because it's All Stars and Rivals, and it's like actually good and has good people. It's
I
so much
know, and I
better
think
than the last couple seasons.
I really surprised myself too, because I really was planning on watching it, but I don't do much on the TV, and I forgot to DVR it. I keep forgetting.
Oh yeah. Well, they like play
It's like
them
I want to be able to
back
put
to
it
back
on
to back.
Paramount Plus or something,
I
and.
know. It is on demand, but it's kind of a pain because you can't fast forward through commercials. Okay, so moving on then to Survivor. So what is this, episode two? Yeah,
Oh,
episode
that poor
two.
green team. I liked it. I know it's mainly just focused on the green team right now because they keep losing, but I don't know. Yeah, I like it a lot. And I thought the tribal council was amazing. Even Jeff was like, I could stay here all night. But yeah.
Okay, so you told me that you have somebody that you really, really like. Who are you really liking?
Mitch.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
I gave him my MVP this episode, and I honestly thought this is probably the only one he's gonna get.
Oh my God, he was my MVP too. I mean,
He
obviously,
was,
like,
yeah.
I mean, but no, I love him.
Why did you
He
give
was.
him, why do you love him, and why did you give him your MVP?
Well, he's so sweet. They were so funny when they were doing, like, all their humble whatever, and, they were like, well, what's yours? He's like, my speech. I don't know, he just seemed sweet and he came back and he told them the truth about his win, and of course then he won the challenge for him. And just that whole interaction with him and Jeff, just I don't know. I don't want to say I feel sorry for him, but it just broke my heart, and it was so cool and how he worded everything. So I don't know, I just like him.
Okay, so my favorite so far is Joe.
I like Joe too. I really like Joe so far.
I think he's absolutely great. So this episode we have, it's a very big star episode. She finds the Beware Advantage. She tells everybody but Eva. She has people helping her figure out the clue or whatever. And Joe tells Eva, and they established that they were number ones in the premiere, and I'm so glad that he held up to that. Then we have like the journey. Thomas, Mitch, and Mary go on the journey. Say is like pissed that Mary went, but I don't think she should have been. So they had to like finish this puzzle before the timer ended. And it surprised me that nobody went backwards. I think I would have gone backwards. Like I would have started with 15 or 12 or whatever the number was.
Well, I think that's the way you were supposed to do. I mean, I think when they finally started going backwards is when the other two finally got it right, the two guys.
Like they could do like the first two rows, but not the last two rows or something.
I think when they switched, I'm pretty sure when they switched to what your theory is when it like
That was
clicked with
my,
them.
yeah, that was my first thought when they were all starting with one. I'm like, why, what? Why are they doing this? But I don't know. So Thomas gets the advantage. He gets to steal a vote, and Mitch gets to block a vote. I thought it was interesting that they were two different advantages. I
I
thought
did
that was
too.
interesting.
Yeah, I did too.
So Mary tells her tribe that she lost her vote, which she did. Thomas lies and says he didn't compete. Thomas is really
I don't
shady.
like him so far, okay?
He's very, very shady. Like he tells, so Star gives the like key to her Beware Advantage to, I don't know how to say his name, Sean, Shuin, I
I
don't
don't
know.
know, but I kind of like him and I want to know more about him. But
Yeah,
yeah,
I like
he
him a lot.
told them, he's like, just lose it. I don't know. I don't like him so far.
So, I mean, I like the shadiness. I like the messiness. I'm glad that there's somebody like that on our screens because it'll be entertaining.
But
But
he's
like,
not likable. I wish he was a likable, messy shade. At least he's not likable to me.
He's not likable, at least yet.
Yeah.
It's still early. But then, yeah, Mitch tells the tribe that he won the advantage, tells them what it is, tells them everything, and I liked that a lot. So we get to the immunity reward challenge. The reward is a fishing kit. Camilla and Star sit out. The
It was
orc.
so funny when they were sitting on the bench and they're like, hi, what's your name? Like, turn it on. I'm Camilla. Hi, I'm Star.
I thought that was interesting too because it's like, did they, that was a choice to show us that. Like, did they show us that because
they're gonna align in the
money
future.
or yes, exactly.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, they're making connections. I wonder what else they discussed.
Yeah. So the orange SIVA team wins, the purple Loggy team gets second, and green Vula loses again. Going back to tribal, Mary, Kevin, and Say's names are all going around. When we get to tribal, it's kind of everybody's saying a lot. A lot of stuff is going on. Say ends up playing her idol, and Kevin is voted out, which he was shocked. So I gave Kevin my LVP. He had no idea what was going on.
I did too. I was going to give it to Cedric, even though I do like Cedric because he did so bad, poor guy, during the holding the ball with the stick.
So bad.
But since Kevin ended up going and was completely blindsided, which I wasn't too sad. I mean, I liked him okay, but I wanted Mary and Saeed. Is it
Say.
Saeed? Say. I wanted both of them to stay.
Yeah.
So I was fine with it.
Yeah, Michelle has say in the money league, and I think that she might make her win.
I have Mitch in the money league, so I had picked Mitch just based on his name. I was like, oh, well, I gotta pick the, my husband's name. So
Wait. You're not in the money league.
I'm not in the money league.
You're just in the regular league. Okay.
Yeah, I don't do the money leagues anymore. Someone took my spot.
I think for Survivor, they're gonna start rotating it, so maybe you can get back in next season. But Michelle's still in first. She was in first last week. She's still in first this week, and by a lot. Like, she has 239 points, and the person in second, Michelle Lopez, has 159. So it's
Oh,
like
wow.
close. Yeah. And
Who
I
else does Michelle have? Do y'all just have two people each? Is it the same like when y'all do the
yeah.
challenge?
So
Okay.
she has Say and Kyle, which, but it's like all Say points. Kyle only has 100. Well, he has 107, I guess.
Is
And
Kyle
so,
on the green team too? He's the one that wanted Kevin out, right? That's Kyle, right?
Kyle is. No, he finds the Beware advantage and shares it with David, Camilla, and Chrissy.
Oh, okay, Kyle. I like him. I don't really like the other white guy, the stunt performer. I didn't really like him this past episode.
Was that David?
He's obnoxious.
Okay.
But
Yeah,
like you said, it's
I
so
had.
early. I could switch on all these people.
So I have Stephanie and Justin, and Stephanie obviously got voted out the first episode.
Yeah.
So there's no way I'm gonna win, but especially with Michelle having 239 points, but that's okay. Can't win them. It has to go to somebody, you know? It's just unfortunate when you're the first one out. That's okay. What quotes did you have? I only have two.
Me too. I had the one where Jeff said I could stay here all night, blah blah blah, and then I had Mitch when they were doing all their whatever was wrong with them. He goes, "Oh, I don't want to be on a tribe with y'all anymore."
That's funny. Okay, so I had Mary. She says, "I got. I got, but I didn't get as
It's
got
just got his step.
accepted."
I like that one too. I thought that.
Then Charity, God gives everyone a humble trait.
That's what they were calling it, their humble traits. Yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. So I liked that. So those were mine. But yeah, I love Survivor. I really like Survivor. So, liking this season so far, for sure.
Yeah, I'm glad I caught up and didn't get like five episodes behind because you know me, then I would have just not watched it. So
For sure.
now I'm in.
Yes, so excited. Yeah, my favorites is Joe. I also really like Eva. I really like Say. I would say those are probably my top three.
You know, my aunt really likes Eva too. because we were texting about it once I watched it, and I'm not completely feeling her yet.
Okay.
Because I didn't really like this episode, how she just like outright pretty much targeted Star. I
Yeah.
don't know.
I don't think that she meant it like
Meant
that.
to, yeah. It wasn't like in a mean way.
Like, I think if Eva had the conversation with Star about her being autistic, I think that maybe Star would take things differently, but I think Star was offended because she like thought that it was a personal attack. I don't think that it was a personal attack. I think that Eva like genuinely thought that she was the best person to sit out, and that's why she
Yeah.
did it. But I don't think she's going to tell a lot of people that, especially this early in the game. But I'm so glad she told Joe. And I love the way that Joe handles
Protects
everything.
her. He's so sweet.
Yeah. And then I guess who would be my favorite on the other team? Don't know, maybe Kyle. Or Chrissy, actually. I like the older lady.
I just haven't seen enough of them yet. I did like Kyle.
Yeah, we'll see how these first impressions evolve because you know it doesn't always stay the same.
I
Okay.
don't think I liked Carolyn the first episode or two, her season.
Oh, she's an acquired taste for sure.
And then, of
And you just
course,
fall in
she was my
love.
absolute favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so do you have any final thoughts? Okay, well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.